Hello and welcome to the Sean Ireland Show on your Tuesday. So glad you're here today. It's a big day. We are going to make a phone call to the woman who has won the class reunion cleanup from Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery. You've heard us talking about it, a $2,100 class reunion complete treatment from Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery to get you looking a few years younger before that big event. And we have many letters that were sent in, over 50 entries. Thank you so much. And we narrowed it down to 5 finalists. The people from Columbus Aesthetic helped me select the winner. Actually, they selected the winner at the end of all this. And a phone call is going to be made to our winner. I will say I've kind of been putting the bait out there and teasing 2 people about whether or not, this person, saying that they were a finalist, hoping to get them on the phone for the big surprise. So finally today, the phone number that should make this all happen, and you'll hear it here. Also today, we'll get some tips from Dr. Treese from Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery about the class reunion cleanup, what you could expect, and how that works, and how you can turn back the hands of time a bit. It's our quick 2-minute fix, and that's on the way today. Plus, part 2 of our discussion on feng shui with Diana Garber from Intuitive Concepts. Very fun, interesting topic. How you can use all of the energy of this ancient practice to bring it into your house or your business, your life, whatever the case. And she gets into some more detail and even hints around a bit about how she has worked with some kind of important people when it comes to this. So we'll find out more about that today too. So that is all on the way for your Tuesday Sean Ireland Show. Sit tight. We kick off the show today about to make someone very, very happy. So I'm about to dial a woman named Sandy Hellman, who has entered our class reunion cleanup. And with the help of Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery and their people, they were able to help us narrow down our finalists to this woman as our winner. She doesn't know she's the winner. I've led her to believe she is one of 2 finalists. So I've been playing email tag back and forth, trying to get a hold of her for the past few days. And finally, a phone number, and it's time to dial her up. Let's see what happens.
Hello?
Sandy, this is Sean Ireland.
This sounds like you.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am great. I got to tell you, I can't even pretend to hook you on the line. You're a tough fish to catch. I have been trying to find you for the past couple of days. And understandably, everybody's busy, but finally I caught you. Now,
I am so glad. Yes, yes, this is just life as usual.
This is life anymore, isn't it?
Now,
okay, I'm not going to beat around the bush, Sandy. You entered a contest we have called the Class Reunion Cleanup.
I did.
Yes, with Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery. And you have a reunion you told us about. When is that coming up?
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day, okay. And with this package, if you were to win this, it is the, $2,100 cleanup. It is a dream cleanup. Now, it would take care of things if you've ever been so inclined to try Botox. And then there's also facial rejuvenation to get rid of the fine lines and just all the cloudy skin. And then there is also, we have exfoliation and laser hair removal and Latisse eyelash lengthening. And it's an incredible, I know, it's an incredible transformation package. Now, these people that you would be going back to see, they are, how many years has it been since you've graduated?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Okay, you don't have to. I admitted my age the other day on the radio. It just spilled out. And then, you know, it's liberating. Once you say it, it's done. You know, no more hiding behind the rock. Well, so you're going to go back. And how long has it been since you've seen some of these people?
Most of them, oh my goodness, the majority, probably the full 30 years. I did go back for 15, and there was maybe a third of our class. And I'm expecting more people, you know, because it's a bigger deal as you get older.
And you said you've gone through some changes of your own. What have you been doing?
I've lost some weight. Uh-huh. In the past year, I lost about 25 pounds. And I work full time, and I've just gone back to school. I've always wanted to get a master's, but I've, at this point in my life, felt like my kids are old enough because I married later and I started a family later. So I'm kind of like playing catch up, but I'm working on my MBA right now, and I should be finished at the end of this year.
Wow.
And yeah. So it was a personal milestone, and it can't hurt professionally, you know, I don't think. But my goal was before 50, I'm going to do this.
That is so great. So you're ready, like top to bottom. I mean, a whole mind, body, soul. Everything's been kind of transformed for you.
Right.
And then, so what made you even decide that you wanted to enter then? I'm curious.
You know what's so funny is, you know, I follow you on your show.
Uh-huh.
And I followed you for years at WNCI and then Sunny.
Uh-huh.
And so I just thought, what the heck, you know, yeah, sure, I have a reunion coming and never expecting in a million years, but I would love the whole rejuvenation, the exfoliation, the laser hair, the Latisse. I'm not sure about the Botox, but hey, why not? If I were to win it, who knows?
Girl, believe me, it's nothing to be scared of. I speak from personal experience, okay? Everybody's doing it. But regardless, that's a personal choice you can decide because you have won. Congratulations. This isn't about, I'm not calling you to be a finalist. I was calling you silly because I wanted to surprise you and I just couldn't get a hold of you.
I could not be more surprised.
Well, then it worked. Yay.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you have won. Wow. The whole package. Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery, their doctors and their med spa, their technicians, everybody, they're so wonderful there. And they are going to take such great care of you and do it in stages in the way you want it done. But by the time you are ready for Labor Day, girl, you are going to look, seriously, this is my quote, not theirs, but I've seen and I've lived the effect. You're going to look at least 5 years, if not more, younger. You are going to look amazing. Amazing. So congratulations. It's all yours.
Well, thank you so much. And it's wonderful to talk to you. I mean, that's a thrill in itself.
Oh, no, stop. That's so sweet of you. That's so sweet. No, I couldn't do half of what I do without wonderful people like you who have been loyal to me over the years, have followed me from station to station. And now with our show, I've got on WTVN, the Sean Ireland Show with Kate and Kelly, which is syndicated. Yeah. And things are growing, and I have Fox in the morning. And I couldn't do it without people supporting me like you. And you don't understand. It means the world to me. So I'm so happy to be able to give this back to you. I really am.
Well, thank you. And I will gladly share with, trust me, all my friends and family are going to know about this.
Oh, well, that's great. That's totally wonderful. And I tell you what, I've got your information. I'll make sure that the good people there get in touch with you. And when it works in your crazy, it sounds like, busy schedule, you'll do it, you know, just incrementally in whatever stage and whatever way you want to do it. They'll talk you through it and you'll be ready to go come Labor Day.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Absolutely. You bet. And it's so fun to talk to you. And I will be in touch with you here then very soon, okay?
Okay. And I'll keep following you on WTVN and on Fox.
Thank you, hon. Thank you so much, Sandy. I'm looking forward. I want to see befores and afters, too. We're going to,
okay.
We'll have to get together on that. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay,
thanks.
Sandy. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Uh huh. Bye bye.
And there you go. Sandy Hellman is going to be able to get a $2,100 makeover class reunion cleanup from Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery. pretty amazing. You can get in on free consultations with their med spa if you'd like. For those of you who did email, congratulations. You'll be getting a notification for a certificate valued at $100 to go in and get a skin consultation and a mini exfoliation. And then you'll be able to decide what direction you want to go for that next big event in your life. Turn back the hands of time a little bit. Oh, yeah. Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery can help you do so. So congratulations, Sandy. Keep listening. Of course, we always have great contests, and we have an awful lot of great partners like Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery that will be giving away prizes like this, things to benefit you. So make sure you check back each and every day, SeanIrelandShow.com. And then, of course, follow me, too, on WTVN each Sunday from 4 until 6 for the Sean Ireland Show with Kate and Kelly. Congrats, Sandy. So maybe a class reunion cleanup is something you would like to consider. Well, here's more about it from Dr. Tim Treese. Is it likely, Dr. Treese, to assume that you can be class reunion ready if you jump on it now? And if so, what can we be doing?
Well, I guess in part it depends on what class reunion you're going to. But the truth is, yes, there are some nice things you can do to spruce up a little bit. A little bit of Botox a couple of weeks before will take a little edge out of your frown lines. And then judicious use of some of the fillers that we employ to soften some of the fine lines around your mouth and in the nasolabial folds next to your mouth. And those are the easiest things you can do in 30 minutes or less in the office under local anesthesia and look fine. But don't do it a couple days before. You want to do this a week to 2 weeks at least prior to an important engagement, on the outside chance that you may have a little bit of bruising or that you have a little swelling.
Okay. Now, the injectables that are the fillers, those even a little bit longer for those?
Right. And we do fillers in the office under local, and fillers last for 2 years. But initially, there'll be a little bit of extra swelling. So, and again, my most important message about fillers is this. Don't overdo it. There are so many people running around with quacky lips, and you just kind of feel sorry for them, don't you? They've had too much done.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the main thing you need to get from a good plastic surgeon, which is understated elegance. Underdo the filler. It should look very natural. Lower lips should be larger than upper lips. The upper lip shouldn't protrude and look unusual. It should look as though you're fresh and healthy and not overdone.
And ready for your reunion. So give us a guesstimate. If you were to do what you would say is just a natural, normal complement, okay, of different things, how many years could they expect to look younger?
Well, that's a toughie because everybody's built a little differently and everyone has different amounts of sunshine damage and all. But I think having your lips not look wrinkly and having them be a little smoother and fresher and the lines, the sort of the parentheses around your mouth a little softer, takes a few years away. I mean, it's one part of the whole complement of things, right, we do to help people look good.
And you do. You do it well. Thank you.
Thank you.
So now that we know how to get the outward appearance looking good, how do you balance all the inner stuff? Is it feng shui? We discussed that. In fact, continuing our discussion from yesterday, a little bit more about the practice of feng shui from Diana Garber of Intuitive Concepts and my daughter Sydney sitting in as well.
Of all her CDs, she's good feng shui.
Do you, Diana? Is this good feng shui music?
It is.
A little Anya
for
you.
I love Anya.
Welcome back to the Sean Ireland Show with Kate and Kelly on 610 WTVN. Oh, it just calms you, doesn't it? It's phenomenal. And Kate is out. She's at a wedding this weekend. My daughter, Sydney, has stepped in today to help us out.
Hello.
You sound just like Kate. It's incredible. I mean, we were going to clone any Kate, it would be you. But Kelly B, of course, is here.
Hello.
And our guest right now is, her name is Diana Garber, and she has Intuitive Concepts, which you can find online. But she is one of the more renowned people in the field of feng shui. And feng shui being an ancient principle that helps you kind of align mind, body, and soul and your physical nature all together so that, you know, things just flow better for you. And I really know how to describe all this, but I'm doing my
best.
You
look like it. Your hands are just going.
My hands are going. I got it all going on, don't I?
It's flowing.
So let's go to Cindy, who has waited here a bit, because if you have a question as well, be happy to take those. Plus, you're in the running then for REO Speedwagon tickets today. The number is 821-WTVN. 1-800-610-WTVN to Cindy we go. Hi, Cindy. You are on with Diana Garber. Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Garber.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Really nice show.
Well, thank you.
Great.
Oh, thank you so much.
I had a question. I was wondering if you could calculate my number and find my best direction.
Be happy to do that.
And I gave the producer my birthday. I don't know if she passed that on.
Do you have her birthday? No. Do you mind repeating that for us, Cindy?
No, not at all. June 16th, 1961.
1961.
Okay.
And then I had actually another question, but maybe two other questions.
Okay, if you can hang tight. What's your first one with your birthday? What did you want to relate it to? Let's start there.
Oh, where I should sleep, what direction I should sleep.
Oh, really?
Your number, Cindy, is an 8. And that means that you're a gen person, which means you're mountain earth. Mountain earth, your best directions, your most restful, which means your good sleeping direction, is northeast. But you can also do northwest, southwest, or west.
So what does that leave that she shouldn't be doing? There's not much
left.
Well,
it's the four other directions, which would be north, south, east, and southeast, are directions that don't support you.
Okay.
So at the top of your head, where your headboard is, you want to do northeast, southwest, northwest, or west. Now, Cindy, if you don't mind, I would like to mention for all of the other people that may not get in on while I'm here, we have a calculator on my website, which is intuitiveconcepts.com.
Okay.
If you go to Feng Shui Education and then look for the 9-star key calculator, you can find out what all your friends are.
Oh, interesting.
Wow, that's great. I also was wondering, is there something I should put in the east around my house?
In the east around your house?
Like a water feature. The front door does face the north, so if that helps.
Well, outside, it's easier to answer than inside, and that's because inside the energy has to be calculated. It's all based on quantum physics and algorithms. On the outside, it's easier. So are you talking outside your house or inside your house?
Outside, in the yard.
East, well, any type of a water feature would be great in the east, because east represents, first of all, the eldest sun, but it also represents energy, which we all need more energy.
I need to put something in the east. Like Travelocity Gnome, would that work? Okay.
And my last question was, do you do logo work? Do you work with graphics or logo? Is there an adaptation for feng shui with that?
Oh, interesting.
And that's my last question, so I'll let you go.
Yes.
I know you have more callers. Thank you, ladies.
I'm going to finish the question about...
We're still on the outside, then we'll get to the logo for
you. Everything's associated with the five elements, and east represents wood, and water gives wood energy. So any type of water feature in the east would be great.
Any type
of water fountain.
In the east.
And then in regards to logos, yes, when I work with corporations and we're looking at branding and marketing and so forth, and they want help with their logo, absolutely I do that.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Cindy, hang on for us. We can get your phone number, okay? Thank you so much. In fact, the number to call if you'd like to talk to Diana Garber from Intuitive Concepts. We're going to talk feng shui here for a bit. 821-WTVN or 1-800-610-WTVN. Does it matter what age someone is in order to get your guidance?
Not at all.
So if Sydney over here, for instance, had a question that related to the teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sydney, do you have a question for Diana Garber?
Where would be like the best place to sit in a classroom to learn the most, or does it affect your learning in the classroom where you sit?
Well, that makes the assumption that you can move chairs around.
Right.
What I would say is look at your good directions. Because you want a good direction supporting your back.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are sitting with that type of support, you're able to retain more. You do better in testing. I hear this all the time. And even in regards to studying. Now, in addition to that, not necessarily at the school, but in your home, everybody has other types of good directions to support them. So there's one direction known as the brilliant star.
Oh.
If you know where the brilliant star is and you're sitting in there, yeah, whether you're writing or reading or absorbing information or trying to like for an author or somebody who's writing a book, it's great for them to sit in their brilliant star area.
Well, how do you find that out?
It's based on someone's birth date, and it's part of what I really give. Uh-huh. Most practitioners don't even know about it, but I give it to my clients when I work with them.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So if she's not in her brilliant star, she hasn't achieved possibly what she could achieve.
She hasn't achieved as much.
You're in the outer galaxy at this point.
Well, it doesn't mean the people are not successful because they don't incorporate feng shui, but when they know what to incorporate, their lives just... take off.
Wow. You hear these things and they're so simplistic, but so for instance, if I'm going to start a new business, are there certain things you want to avoid in a business? Like for instance, where you're going to be putting the door or where you're going to be putting the restroom or something, you know, without giving away, obviously, what it is you do so well at. But what are some basic principles? You don't want a toilet right next to the when you walk in, right? Or do you?
You wouldn't want a bathroom right next to the front door. You wouldn't want it over the front door because as you're walking in, somebody's dumping on you.
Oh, good call. That must have been what happened to me in my career. There must have been toilets everywhere in here.
When you walk into a building, you don't want the back entrance to be directly in front of you because then the energy rushes through the building. It doesn't stop and kind of support the people that's in there.
What do cubicles do to an energy in a building?
Well, that's very challenging because, you know, I understand it from a IT and facilities management perspective, but it's all square angles. And the reality is that there aren't straight lines in Mother Nature. They don't exist.
Right.
But man's impact, which is cubicles and buildings and roads and so forth, are a lot of straight lines. So therefore, it helps us to understand the imbalance that's going on in the world right now.
Huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. Have you been called upon by some political types?
Yes.
Have they talked to you about... And her eyes are darting around the room.
Yes, I can't tell you who.
But, I mean, did they consult with you?
Yes.
On things like this?
Yes.
Big decisions?
Yes.
Fascinating?
Yes.
Decisions.
That's the only answer you get.
I mean, this is bigger than the magic eight ball that's sitting on my counter right now at home.
Well, you know, as an example, there was a leading person and they called and they didn't quite know what to start or where to ask, you know, for help. And they were kicking off another phase of their campaign. So we looked at dates. What dates were they going to be more successful? Yeah. Because there are dates that support you in regards to a grand opening or maybe a marketing campaign or good money days. I have people call me from Vegas and say, I'm here for 3 days. Which day should I, you know, gamble kind of thing?
Yeah.
But yeah. And
which days are those? The three I'm there, I hope.
But they did follow the advice in regards to working with dates, and they saw a significant increase in the polls as to what they thought it was going to be. So now, you know, we've moved on to doing houses and other things.
Interesting. And that is going to do it. That is your Tuesday Shawn Ireland Show. Thank you so much for being here today. Join us back here tomorrow. Check in frequently, too, for all the new contests coming your way. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.